You're listening to KRCU. Thanksgiving is almost here, but who knew that our Thanksgiving turkeys are reluctant gobblers? Brian Noto traveled to Frona, Missouri to talk with the Turkey Whisperer.
Hi, my name's Colby Jones. We're in Frona, Missouri here today at our farm. Our farm name is Far Out Farms. We raise mostly pastured animals, pork, beef, lamb, chicken, eggs, and turkeys. And today we got all kinds of turkeys getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. We get them about mid-July, and we raise them from little chicks on up till the day of processing, and we process all of our own birds here at the farm. I've got several hired hands that help that day. It's a long day of processing. We get them all ready for everybody to have a happy Thanksgiving meal.
They're organic and all that
stuff? Yes, they're organically grown. They get a non-GMO grain, which comes out of Jackson, Missouri. They're all pasture-raised, organic grass, no fertilizers.
And how did you get into raising turkeys? I hear they're, are they easy to do, or what's the...
I previously worked for the owner that owned the farm before me. I've owned it for 8 years now. He was raising turkeys, and I helped side by side with him all the years he was doing it. They're not that easy to raise, no. They're kind of a pain. From little on, they got to be kept at a certain temperature for the first couple weeks, and once you move them out into the pasture, they're dumb because they huddle, and when it gets cool on those nights, you got to make sure they stay warm, and the rain, they'll drown themselves. They always told me that their brains were the size of peas, and I believe it. But once you get them past that, it gets a little easier. But yeah, it's a challenge every year, but at the end of the day, everybody gets a Thanksgiving turkey, and I enjoy it.
So when I was talking to you, I may have overstated it, but they can make noise, but they have to learn how to gobble? Give me a little...
Yeah, they, beans, they're so young, they can't gobble right away, and, you kind of have to help them out to start gobbling. So the last few weeks here, they've been working on it, and they're getting a little bit better. But yeah, I have to come in, and I make a little noise when I feed them of a morning and of an evening, and help them to get gobbling.
Can you give me an idea what that help sounds like?
That was the voice, or should I say the gobble, of turkey whisperer Colby Jones of Farrar Out Farms. There you have it. Your Thanksgiving turkey may not be the smartest bird on the planet, but it just may be the tastiest. For KRCU, I'm Brian Noto reporting from Down on the Farm.
To see photos of Farrar Out Farms and video of the turkeys in action, visit krcu.org or check out our Facebook page. You're listening to KRCU.